This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend.
Somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in.
And I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning. Amarillo's where I'll be.
Amarillo's on my.
All right, David Knight's going to start co-hosting with us in the next segment. I'm going to go to at least 20 after so I can talk to Manny and Alex and Bill and Greg and Darren, others that are patiently holding. Leanne McAdoo and Joe Biggs are riding shotgun with us. I want to finish up on the whole Lyft Uber point and this whole balance. And then I want to come back in the next segment, just go bam, bam, bam through these calls and hand the baton to David Knight. But again, it's the complexity. The Democratic Party, Rahm Emanuel's brother, the big producer, they're all heavily involved in Uber. Uber says they want to get rid of humans and bring a monopoly into robots, so they're creating monopolies. Mm-hmm. Then you've got the local mob bosses that want a cut of this. And then all I care about is the fact that it ends up taking my right to more choices away. And it's always government getting in the way, claiming it's for my safety.
It's always that.
And that was the whole deal, is that Uber, Lyft, they said it would be too expensive to operate here if they start having all of these regulations handed down, which is why taxis are so expensive, because they have to comply with all these regulations. So it's not a level playing field. But they say that it's for our safety because, you know, then we will know that there isn't some rapist or criminal in the Uber. But then there was an article that came out in the Statesman, I believe, that was showing how taxi cab drivers hadn't been given their they hadn't had a background check in a while, and some of them were.
Look, it's impossible. They always claim it's for your safety. It's a load of manure.
It totally is, and that's the reason why businesses love doing businesses here in Texas, is because we don't have so many regulations. But like you said, Austin is just a whole different.
There's nowhere to park downtown.
Right.
You need it. It's such an awesome thing to have to go out, have dinner, have a few drinks.
Well, this is a model for the rest of the world. There's big battles happening. Other cities are trying to ban it or are banning it in Europe. But once people have a taste of something, it's like the internet. It's going to be hard to put back in the bottle.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's one of the greatest things out there to have, because it gives people jobs. It's an easy way to employ people. It's a good way to earn some income. It's a good way to get around, not have to worry about getting pulled over.
Right.
If you've had a couple drinks, all this stuff. I like it. I love it. I wish we had it back here.
You hit the nail on the head, though. It's not the cops themselves that just want the revenue. It's the bosses above it.
Yeah.
But they don't like this. They're trying to get rid of it.
Jakari goes to these meetings all the time, and he was saying that it's all about, they want people in Austin to be using public transportation. They want to be making that money. Mm-hmm. It's all about the revenue.
Oh, yeah, the so-called rail. And it's because if you're in Europe, compact cities, rail doesn't work here. You have to drive to the point to get on the train.
Right, there aren't.
And the train beds are old, and they're always flipping trains. I would never put my kids on an Amtrak.
No.
Yeah, and it's like it's not even convenient for people who do want to go downtown at night. It stops running, so you can't even take it downtown and then take it back.
It stops running like right at the time that people actually go out.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
So let me ask you this question in closing. We're going to come back and take calls. Joe, you've gone over this. So now it's just going to be outlawed when, or it's just not going to be here?
As of 5 a.m. this morning, Uber and Lyft are gone. You can no longer access it. Apparently, they're trying to negotiate with the city to see what they can figure out. But at the end of the day, it's all about revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Austin wants their money. They want to make money off of this. They're not getting the revenue that they got from DWIs as much as they were getting.
They want the drunk drivers out there.
Yeah, I mean, they're when they put out these ads, like, we want to stop DWIs in Austin. No, they don't.
By the way, that's why they admit that they don't ever even or hardly arrest illegals for drunk driving, because the illegals just walk.
Right.
Yeah.
When they're the ones that have completely gotten rid of all the parking downtown, you can't even find a parking spot. It was their city design.
Yeah, this is the smart city screw job.
And then they're like, well, wait, something.
It's meant to make you take buses. We innovate around it with technology, so they want to screw that over.
Right, exactly. They have to be in control, and it's the whole pay-to-play thing. And in the one respect, I think Uber is correct. And then in the other, it's, you know.
I've never had a bad experience in Lyft, but anytime I've been in a cab, it's like, am I going to die?
Right.
Because it's some of the craziest people who are on
cab.
Their phone. And it's like, la, 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 you know, and they're on their phone the whole time. And they're not even paying attention. They're texting and they're swerving around.
And they're like,
Like, why is this guy yelling? And why is he driving me? I'm like, I have a job right now.
I got ran over my foot by a taxi, and the cop pointed his finger at me and told me I shouldn't have been standing there. Like, really? The guy drugged me under his car.
We'll be back, Leanne.
You racist?
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Talcum Powder Justice with principal office in California is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. Right now, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 1-800-323-1929. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're now into the fourth hour. David Knight is in the Situation Room. We're here in the War Room right now. And we're going to be taking some of your phone calls here with Leanne McAdoo and Joe Biggs. Tell us, once we punch out of here in about 12 minutes, David Knight, what you've got lined up to cover, my friend.
Well, Alex, we're going to take a look at Venezuela because the solutions that are being proposed there pretty much mirror what Obama, Hillary, and Bernie want to do in the U.S., and they're not working. They are headed towards disaster. It's the same policies we see here. Also, we've got a story that I think has some broad implications when we look at what Obama wants to do in terms of now discovering new rights for felons if you want to rent your apartment or your home. We now have a story out of Seattle, an 80-year-old great-grandmother who defended her family as an intruder broke into the house, stabbed her husband. She shot him dead. So we're going to talk about that, the implications of this new protected class. And, of course, there's some new protected class information coming out of North Carolina. That war is escalating as Obama discovers yet another new protected class, always about discrimination and what's happening with the gay KK in North Carolina.
All right, powerful info. We're going to go to calls right now, but I haven't gotten into this whole quote. Don't discriminate against felons. That includes child molesters, you name it. the Democrats, just like the Republicans, but Democrats more than anybody, are the ones that locked everybody up. They're the ones that passed minimum sentencing. And then they sit there as the saviors, saying, now we're just going to not let you discriminate against somebody who's a convicted felon.
Well, that's the only way Hillary can become the president.
Exactly. Well, they make everybody criminals, and then they become the client managers of the criminals and then represent them.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they do. They make you dependent. Just at every level, they want you institutionalized. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go to Darren in the great state of Texas, now under FEMA Region 6 occupation, literally. That's not for fun, folks. We're under FEMA provisional government, trying to get out from under it. Donald Trump says he wants to be a nationalist. That's why people that have hijacked the country freak out and say, no, we took it over. Well, not without a fight. But Darren, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Leanne McAdoo, Joe Biggs. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, my brother from another mother. Man, you guys are doing a great job there. Listen, I think we need to get back to the spirit of the Constitution, like you guys say, and instead of just the restoration of the letters of the Constitution. You know, I want liberty. I want it now, both physical liberty, emotional, financial, and most important, spiritual. You know? And also, Tony Bart, Dr. Tony Bart. Man, when you get her on again, talk about, I think y'all were starting to get into it when she was on, but the defense, I guess, we're up against energy attacks, frequencies, these things. I know you know all this.
Oh, well, they admit, I mean, the birds are deformed that are by the big cell towers.
Yeah.
But just, we're all in a giant experiment right now. I mean, stuff is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she had information about that that I would really love to find out.
Oh, we're going
to
get her back. Everybody loved her. I loved her. I instantly clicked with her.
And then, last point, if Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group could work on a list of neuropathic doctors, I want to get away from the ND tyranny that's going on.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Well, it's, I mean, for me, it's a mix, but I hear you. There are a lot of good MDs that know what's going on. It's just that on top, it's orchestrated by Big Pharma and others. Thank you, Darren. Great points. Any comments? What he said?
Oh, I agree, especially with the electronic frequencies and stuff. Just like you were talking in the article earlier about how just screens in general are affecting the way we think. Well,
in a bad way.
What about all the cell towers and just constant?
What's crazy is in every metric and study, it's all bad.
Right.
None of this is good.
Well, there's a new movie coming out. I think it's called Cell with Samuel L. Jackson. And they hijack these cell phone frequencies and turn everyone into zombies. it's this movie that's coming out.
But Kingsman, the same deal. I remember in... If somebody could find this, I covered it like 20 times on air and then lost the printout article. It was in the Baltimore Sun, like 1999, maybe 2000. And it was DARPA going, we're practicing putting waves out to the cell tower carrier to calm you.
Right.
And it's like Fox Newscast going, actually, fluoride does help calm you. And now we want to put lithium in the water. People hear me say that. They don't believe it. You can go pull up the Fox News saying government wants to put lithium in the water. But I can't find the article where they admitted they're using cell towers. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, that's what they're going to do to just placate the masses who want to vote for Donald Trump. They're going to put lithium in the water. It just and people say, well,
no, but I mean, they're actually saying it.
Yeah, well, that's they try to tell libertarians, you know, you guys are so stupid. We need the government to protect the food, the water, the health. This, and you're like, what?
The government's a bunch of multinational corporations that took the country over.
We've all got a bunch of transmitters that keep in our pocket on us every day.
Yeah.
It's just like radiating.
Oh, when I tell people 20 years ago your cell phone's tracking, it was a federal law. Federal law since like 1998. It's all triangulated, and people go, oh, it's not.
I mean, if you download, like, half these apps say, do you grant permission for me to gain access to your photos, right. your camera, your microphone, all of that? And people just go, yep. They don't ever read anything. And here
Roger Stone had to get all new computers because he'd come in and there'd be cursors clicking and things and downloading his data. He's like, what the hell?
Right.
And then people are like, oh, he's a conspiracy. They had news articles going, Stone claims his computer got hacked. No, Donald Trump's former campaign head quarterbacking the resistance. No one's breaking into his computer.
Exactly.
Oh, no, that's so kooky. Oh, no.
Had to admit that they did it to Cheryl Atkinson, who had the video.
Well, of course they're breaking into Donald Trump's brain.
I remember when I first started working here, Darren McBreen told me the story where his cell phone, he would sit it down and would turn on and flip through the different names that would go to, like, Alex, Leanne. You know,
I've had to get rid of cell phones over and over again because once they hack it, I just smash it and have a new one. And they'll be dialing people and visiting websites I'm not going to. I mean, like typing and calling people.
When I was in Pennsylvania when I was interviewing Michael Strange's father, Charlie, the guy, the SEAL that died in Extortion 17. He was telling me stories with his wife is using a computer, and all of a sudden, there's no webcam, but all of a sudden, her on the computer screen's popping up on the monitor, and they screenshot it.
That's because they've got patents where they can actually off the screen get video now.
Yeah, wow. And they were telling me these stories, and quite frankly,
and they do that to mess with you.
Yo, they were scared because there was messages coming up. Stop looking into this. You know, why do you care about this? Stop, stop, stop.
Oh my God.
You know, like all this stuff, and they're like freaking out.
Because they knew the SEALs had credibility, but that's just like finally they had the SEALs go on Fox News and say she's a liar. And then nothing happened. She gave the order. Of course she gave the order. 13 hours? 8 hour stand down?
Right.
I mean.
And then she went to bed?
Oh, I mean, look, she gave the order. She's a freaking monster, man. I just, you know, so many cynics go, hey, doesn't matter if Hillary wins. You're going to do a lot better on radio. You'll be so popular. She's going to probably try to have us arrested.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be bigger because the new order gets bigger and everything I say comes true. I'm ready to dial this baby back. I don't want to have to literally work 18 hours a day.
No, I see her, if she becomes president, I really see bad things. I mean, just we're seeing that the government is already trying to up the
look what's happening in Europe.
New media.
Look what's happening in Europe. She comes in here, that's ushering in, right? That's going to be a train. High rate of speed coming in. No borders, everything. Everyone come in. Come on, let's all.
What do you make of Kerry coming out and saying no borders?
That's just completely
insane. And then the EU basically tells the UK, this will cause war if you leave. Because they'll start a war. This is world government, folks.
It's basically a warning. It's not a, you know, they're really bad.
But I mean, notice, they're under EU control. They didn't vote to join it, and now they can't leave.
I think everybody who doesn't want borders, you should go ahead and take your doors off your cars. You should take doors off your houses and just let everybody in. Let's just all, you know, one big commune.
That's one blind spot America has, that we have the least level of holding passports, except for like North Korea. Something like 70% of people never leave the U.S. They don't know how bad other parts of the world are.
Yeah. When I was in Molenbeek, Belgium, you get to see how bad it is. I got off the train where that incident happened not too long ago, the terrorist attack there. We got off the train. The first thing I saw was a guy with his pants down taking a dump on the sidewalk. That was the first thing I saw when I got there. Followed by a whole bunch of guys wanting to chase me out of there and basically cut my head off, you know, right. ISIS flags in the window.
And then you get to hear Trump being criticized. There's no no-go zones.
Yeah.
There's no. The Muslims love us.
Yeah, they're not.
They freaking put women in slave dungeons with beekeeper hats.
Right.
And I mean, I told the story. We're going to skip the break. We're going to skip the break to give David more time. Again, I grew up around wealthy Muslims, smart people whose daughters were, you know, able to be free and they were intellectual. They're bringing all these poor Wahhabists now. I was at Barton Creek Mall with my daughters and my son. I went to dinner, and we were going to go see Captain America, which I walked out of, by the way. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I turn a corner. There's women in full burkas, and it's everywhere. And then there's like these wild-eyed, crazy-looking guys, like right out of Saudi Arabia running around. And it's like, my God, this is literally like a bazaar in Syria or something that's been overtaken by ISIS. And it was just so freaky. And then they were all looking crazy at my daughters with their blonde hair and everything. And just like, it was just freaky because, I mean, these are literal slaves. You're like seeing black people with chains around their necks or something. These women are slaves, not allowed to drive cars.
Right.
It just totally freaked me out. Like, my whole life has been about honoring women and being, you know, truly a patriot. And then I'm seeing people that are literally taking over.
It will put my daughter in slave dungeon.
People who hate America.
There was an article.
But you're not being triggered, Leanne. I literally got nauseous.
No, they
were like everywhere. I was like, what the? I mean, you know.
Yeah. No,
the numbers they brought in are much higher. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Leanne.
Yeah. Well, there was actually a topic of discussion on the BBC. Should we allow Muslim women to drive more than 48 miles without a chaperone? I mean, this isn't a Western country. They are now saying
the buses now say Allah, you praise Allah, and the mayor's right. Muslim, and he says we've got to get more hardcore and not have Uncle Tom's. We got to push jihad.
They're importing people who don't want to assimilate to our ways whatsoever. I mean, you have
well, listen, like, they can have their way.
Head off, and it's okay. But do you want to bring those people here?
Right.
I mean, in Germany, they tell them. Remember the mayor, the liberal mayor of what was the big city, Cologne or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Said, listen, it's your fault, ladies. Don't dress sexy. You get raped.
Right. Dye your hair. Yeah. Don't look so blonde.
So the feminist says, watch how you dress. Leanne, well, how dare you be in a 50s, really like your style, by the way, today. I mean, how dare Leanne.
I know.
Just put it away.
Well, all the work.
Get rid of the goddess energy. Just hide that. Let's put a hood over your head it so can't. Some pot-bellied piece of filth can... Right. I just can't handle it.
All the work feminists in the West have done to get rid of that, you know, victim blaming and the this, and it doesn't matter what I wear. And then now they're injecting that language back into the country.
I know why the Germans, who put up with everything, are going and starting to beat these gangs up that have been raping women. I mean, I'm here to tell you, man, downtown Austin looks like Islamabad part of the time now. And I'm getting tired of it, okay? And I'm not going to sit here and put up with this. Bringing in a culture that has slavery going on of women. That's what it is.
Okay, and then there's these communist marches going on everywhere now, like on Rainy Street on the weekends. Last weekend, I'm sitting outside having a drink, watching some hockey, and all of a sudden, all these communists with these flags or whatever.
Bitching with their smartphones. And wealth everywhere. Lazy, dumb blobs waving their commie flags.
And they're like, you guys took the street, Rainy Street used to belong to poor Mexicans. This is part of Azalon, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, guess what? You lost the war, you lose the land, get over it, move on, assimilate.
But the truth is, Rainy Street, I had friends that lived over there, it was just a blue-collar and white-collar area of just houses and buildings, and a lot of them rotting and falling apart, you know.
That's where the old brothels were back in the day. You used to have the Western Shootout there and stuff.
But the point is, it wasn't Azalon.
It was like
anybody can walk into those restaurants and places. What is it? It was Mexicans and Hispanics everywhere having a great time.
The whole
there's
art
still tons of them there now. They go hang out. No one seems to care. It's just these commies. I've never seen so many communists in my entire life.
Why?
Like, I thought this was over.
Look, they've been breeding it forever, saying it didn't
exist. God almighty.
Well, and that's the thing, too, with you have all these kids coming out with all this communist stuff, thinking that they're so original and they have all these original ideas, not realizing that the media, the social media, the schooling has just been programming them for decades, and they all think that they're so original.
Leanne, I just thought of a stunt we can pull. We should do some whole deal where you go, I want to be inclusive. And just like mother and father hurt someone that doesn't have a mother and father, he or she hurt someone that isn't he or she. I want to wear a burqa and just show like your life. You go to the grocery store, wear the hood over your head, a full outfit.
Oh, I've got my man jammies.
Like, what are you doing on air talking?
Oppressed right now.
What are you doing, lady? Women don't talk.
I got a...
Shut up. That's liberal.
I bought a pair of man jammies when I was in Dearborn, Michigan.
a chaperone with me to drive me there.
David Knight, we're skipping the break here. I'm going to take a few more calls and turn it over to you. But what do you make of this whole rant here? I mean, do you get the fact that I see these women with full deals on, not just, you know, with their eyes covered, but I mean the full hoods. And then it was like, I turned this corner, I turned that corner, and I was just, the men are all kind of gangster thug in their own groups, all enjoying themselves. And the women are wearing hoods over their heads. I mean, I'm freaking in the Jim Jones cult here. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
My wife and I heard what you said about that over the weekend, Alex, and we both immediately said that's a spot-on analogy when you said, what if they were dragging people around here with chains on their necks because they believe in slavery? And that's precisely what it is. I thought that was a spot-on analogy. Why are we putting up with this? Why are we allowing this to overrun our culture? And, of course, some of the news that I'm going to talk about here, we see that Obama and the rest of them are openly plotting to replace us. I mean, we think giving better welfare benefits to people who are not American citizens.
So refugees get more than a social security person a year.
Right, exactly.
Yes. And it's also welfare. It's also in-state college tuition.
And they're not even thankful for it.
That's right.
They bring in Syrian refugees, give them houses. Meanwhile, we have homeless veterans sleeping under bridges in Austin.
Right.
All over the country.
Because we put up with it. I'm telling you, David, we're going to go to these calls here. Alex in Washington, thanks for holding on the air worldwide.
Yes, how you doing, Alex?
Good, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I wanted to call about General Dunford. I've heard some things about him lately, about he's the new chief of staff or whatever, former commandant of the Marine Corps. I actually served under him back in 97 when he was in Lejeune as a battalion commander. He's a lieutenant colonel back then. He's a really good man. I don't know much about him because I haven't really followed him, but I heard about him lately. Supposedly he's took over the Federal Reserve, shut it down, and maybe went to the White House, and he's got the army behind him or something. He's doing
well, I always hear stuff like this. This general's going to do this. That general's going to do this. But I know this. I knew about it at the time, and then I was told by sources, and it turned out to all be accurate. Cy Hirsch reported on it. The U.S. Army, particularly 4.5 years ago, said, we're not backing Al-Qaeda. We're not going to do this. We're going to give the Russians the intelligence, and you can do whatever you want. You can fire us. Dempsey went in and met with Obama, and so... And that's why they had a big purge after that of trying to get people in place that will back the Saudi Arabian jihad force. And then their side deal is they allow them to start taking over Europe. They've made a deal with Saudi Arabia in all of this.
Wow.
So I know that Dunford has come out and criticized Obama on women in frontline combat. So the Marine Corps is kind of resisting more. But I mean, I would always poo-poo saying there's good folks at the highest levels of the military, and they're saying no, because I've never seen evidence of it. We are now seeing evidence of that, and it's very, very historic. But I would expect to see more. I mean, we're dealing with open, naked tyranny, Alex.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's a good man. I mean, he humped us 26 miles, I don't know how many times. Never seen a guy do 26-mile hump, gather his officers, and then go run 5 miles with a pack afterwards. It's like, I'm pretty sure he's a good man, and I think if you could really follow him a little closely, a little more closer, because I've heard some other things that they shut the federal
well, sure.
down. It's not .org anymore. It's .gov now, and they're printing U.S. dollars.
No, I hear you. Let me throw this in. Even people that aren't perfect, when you get down to the point of gutting the country and breaking it forever and outlawing families and forcibly inoculating everybody, you come to a moment where you realize the globalists are going to screw me over. Why should I go along with them?
Right.
Why should I go along with the fads of the mainstream media? Why should I buy into these cosmologies? Why should I do this? And you realize it's a delusion to think you can join with this system. Maybe 50 years ago, if you sold out your culture, you'd be rich and powerful now. But you're not. There's not enough slots in the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
It is a system that's based on the reverse of prosperity. You guys want to comment? I'm going to throw the baton here.
Like you see in all the movies when they're the elite are getting in their ships to go to space or whatever far-off planet, and there's never enough room. And the people who think they're like, oh, well, I've been doing all your dirty work all these years. Let me on. And they shut the door in their face. And that's how it's going to be.
Well, traitors always get taken out even faster than the patriots. Once evil takes over,
right.
The first thing it does is take out its minions.
Right.
Because they know where the bodies are buried. This is such a dishonorable system. We're going to go to break. Thank you, Alex. And if callers want to hold, I'm not sure. David, you want to take calls? I know you got a bunch of news to cover.
Sure. Yeah, I'll take calls.
All right, well, cover your news and then go to the folks. They can hold. I appreciate them calling Mark and Greg and Bill and Robert and others. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Briefly, you mentioned Hillary for President shirts. We had the limited edition. I followed, my pledge and stopped having it. People got so upset. We brought back a new limited edition that's similar, but a new limited edition of Hillary for President. Great way to promote solidarity. Great way as we go into the main election to expose what a criminal this woman is and to be on the news with it at Trump rallies, Hillary rallies. You're having a phenomenon. InfoWars is showing the power of the InfoWarriors. Bolon Labe shirts are everywhere as well, and you're funding our operation. It has 4.9 stars out of 191 reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we cannot offer the 30 to 40% off on the high-quality storable food anymore, but with the four top-selling products, packages, the 4 weeks, the 6 months, it goes on to a year, the highest quality out there at the lowest price, great packaging, very fresh. It's what I've chosen for my family. You can get 40% off. And I've been authorized to run this for 1 week, but on the 4 week supply, the 3 month supply, the 6 month supply, the 1 year supply, that is running right now. And they say 30 to 40 on this. I guess that's some algorithm or something with the deals. But I told them 40%, but I guess I'm not allowed to do that. The point is, it's as good as the other deal, but I can't do it on the entire, because they got special meals and a lot of other packages, over 60 different configurations. But on these four top bestsellers, we got 30 to 40% off running at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. The nutraceuticals at All Ends tonight, 10% off on all the nutraceuticals as part of preparedness, the non-GMO seeds, the water filtration systems, the crank radios, shortwave radios, solar-powered systems, just everything's preparedness. Hundreds of items, G-Shock watches, optics, InfoWarsStore.com, the great car battery charger systems that run off all these different devices and jumpstart your car. It's like the size of like a third of a briefcase. It's just amazing what technology is doing. We need to be self-sufficient. And know this, your purchase of the products funds the very tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. We are looking for the truth. We're taking action. We're defending the human family. We are having huge effects across the world, showing that a resistance can be put up against the tyrants. And your funding of the operation is essential. But just spread the word about our videos, our articles. Post our stuff on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. Repost our videos. Tell your email list, your friends, your family, your neighbors. This is a war, and say there's a fight. Do you know? The modern Paul Revere's are here. InfoWars.com. We're part of it, too. and there's an excitement, and it's there, and criminal elites always think they're invincible. But history shows time and time again they're not when the human spirit of liberty is ignited. Leanne, 20 seconds. Joe Biggs, 20 seconds. We're going to go to break. Come back with David Knight.
Well, that's very powerful stuff. I think even if they do manage to take down the Internet, it's still not going to stop what we've already started.
So we got to start planting seeds right now.
InfoWars is so popular everywhere we go. It's so amazing when you go out. Everyone's coming up to us with all the Nason Iodine X2 stuff to show us that they're getting it. They're supporting us. They're happy that they're supporting it. They're behind it. They love what you guys are doing. They love everything you do, Alex. It's amazing to see
this whole
culture happen like this. It's sweeping across the country.
Absolutely. And again, these are great nutraceuticals, you name it, but it's also about...
We're on the march.
All right, we'll be back.
Empire's on the run.
They have a nice ride ahead.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and I'm going to go to these callers. I'll tell you what, Bill, I just noticed Bill in Indiana have been holding for a very long time, just dropped off. Bill, if you want to call back, we can take your call. I'm going to go also to Robert, to Greg, to Mark in Arizona. I'm going to take those calls. I do have some news that I want to cover before I go to those calls, so hang on just a little bit longer, guys, and I'll get to you. One of the things I want to talk about, because I think it's very important, we see Bernie Sanders and the massive movement of college students who don't know any better rallying behind Bernie the socialist. And we need to look at what these policies that Bernie has supported all of his life for 35 years, what have they done to Central America, for example? Okay, we know that he went down and he was absolutely in love with the Sandinistas in Nicaragua. We've got the recordings of when he went back there and came back and he said, well, maybe I'm a dupe, but I think they're great, you know. And I was, yeah, he is a dupe. And he's duped a lot of people into this socialism that he's selling. But when you look at what they're trying to do in Venezuela as this country spirals down into the drain, okay, it mirrors precisely the solutions that we hear coming from Obama, from Hillary, not just from Bernie, okay? Let me give you an example. This is a story from WND. I think it was up on the Drudge Report. As Venezuela slides closer into the abyss, the country's socialist leaders have been trying everything to stop the tailspin. Now, the current president, you know, Hugo Chavez is dead, but he lives on in his policies, okay? They have raised fuel prices by more than 6,000%. And they're trying to conserve electricity by proclaiming holidays for public employees, telling women to stop using hair dryers. We've covered all this before, right? They got rapid inflation. They've raised the minimum wage. Okay, what are their solutions? The same stuff that we see from Obama and Hillary and Bernie. For example, this is a country, like America, that has more than enough natural resources to satisfy all of its energy needs. Okay, we have massive oil reserves here. We have massive coal reserves in the United States, but we're not going to be allowed to use them, just like Venezuela, if we have the Obama, Hillary, Bernie people in charge, the Democrats, the people who tell us, no, we got to go to green power. How'd that work out for Venezuela? They went to hydroelectric power. Guess what? They got a drought. Guess what? It's not very efficient. Guess what? They subsidize the electricity prices to an unrealistic level, just like we're going to have Bernie and Hillary give everybody free this, free that, free college education, whatever. Okay? This is the way it always rolls. And they're going to make everybody in Venezuela feel better by giving them a minimum wage increase. I mean, this would be a joke if it wasn't so serious. This is precisely what the Democrats want to do to this country. What Hugo Chavez and Maduro have done to Venezuela. And then the title of the WorldNet Daily article was absolute genius. It was actually taken from a college professor and author of a book called Takedown from Communists to Progressives, How the Left Has Sabotaged Family and Marriage. Paul Kinger said this. He said, and now they're talking about in the context, what they're saying is they moved the country's time zone by 30 minutes to try to save energy by getting different daylight hours. And he says, instead of the regime moving the country's time ahead by 30 minutes, they should be moving it forward into the horizon of free markets. Instead, they have looked back to the year 1848, the year of Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto, rather than to a future of economic freedom. That's just it. And, of course, we got Bernie Sanders, who is a throwback to the Sandinistas. That's why I call him Bernie Sandernista. Because he thinks that the problems were solved back when we had these wonderful guys. You know, they wrote poetry. He says, oh, look it up. It's absolutely amazing and hilarious, the speech he gave, especially when you look back with 2020 hindsight, yet Bernie hasn't learned a thing, and neither have his supporters. They don't want to figure out what happened in Nicaragua. Daniel Ortega that he praises, the Sandinistas that he praises, were nothing but a bunch of thugs and kleptocrats. They stole everything from everybody. And, of course, they said, oh, it's for the public good, until they were being thrown out by not only the conservatives but the liberals, the left and the right, threw him out because he was nothing but a thief. And what he did was then he privatized. He and his cabinet privatized some of the stuff that they had stolen, privatized it for themselves. And, of course, they talk about the fact that they have fixed, listen to this, some of the metrics here. They fixed the official price of electricity in Venezuela as 3 cents per kilowatt hour for businesses. Now, other people, the unofficial rate is a half a cent for individuals. Now, in the United States, the average price is 10 cents a kilowatt hour. But, of course, they subsidize that there, just like Bernie and Hillary and Obama want to subsidize free college education at an unrealistic price. Guess what happens when you subsidize stuff at an unrealistic price? You wind up rationing it. You wind up losing it. And that's what's happening with just electricity. But, of course, we've reported on this multiple times. It was absolutely amazing that Bloomberg was bragging about Wall Street investors saying, hey, and this was 2014, early part of 2014, covered this many times. I said, look, we've got a 700% return on investment from Venezuela. This is great. Even though the people are having to go to adjacent countries in order to get food, medicine, water, they know they have to pay the bankers first. And so we're doing good, and we're going to keep doing business in Venezuela because, you know, socialism and communism is good for these bankers. That's why they financed Lenin to start the Russian Revolution. They sent him from Switzerland into Russia with $10 million in a train. And that was a German central banker, brother of the guy who helped establish our own Federal Reserve here in the United States. It's always been a good deal. Communism has always been a good deal for these guys. They love that. They love that. It fits perfectly like a hand in a glove. And guess who the Wall Street bankers are supporting here? Okay? The closest thing they got to Hugo Chavez, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is consolidating her support among Wall Street donors. This is reported by the Wall Street Journal. It's part of the Never Trump crowd, okay? But they're saying Wall Street donors and other businesses ahead of a general election battle with Donald Trump are consolidating their support behind Hillary Clinton. She has received 53% of the donations from Wall Street in March. Now, this is even before everything consolidated under Trump, okay, before he got the nomination. I'm sure they were still throwing a lot of money Ted Cruz's way back in March. They say that was up from 32% last year and up from 33% in January through February. Now, what's happened? They used to give a lot of their money to people like Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio. But now that those guys, after they crashed and burned, they gave some money to Ted Cruz, but a lot of the Bush and Rubio supporters start coalescing behind Mrs. Clinton. Because why? Because socialism works out great for Wall Street. They are not polar opposites, folks. They are business partners, just like they are in Nicaragua, just like they are in Venezuela. Wall Street loves socialism. It pays really well for them. 700% return on investment in Venezuela, and look at what's happening to the people there, and look at the solutions that are being put out there by the socialists. Minimum wage increase, rationing, and green energy. That's going to pull them out. Yeah, just like Hillary Clinton is going to take all the shut down all the coal mines, take all the jobs, but don't worry because they're going to have some kind of green energy that they're going to offer them. Let's go to your phone calls now. Let's go to Greg in Ohio. Greg, go ahead.
Hey,
thanks for holding, Greg. Thanks for holding such a long time. Go ahead.
No problem. Well, you helped prove the point I called in on. First, I'd like to say I'm a daily listener and a Prison Planet subscriber and a proud owner of an Alexa Pure water filter. I love the water it puts out in. Secret 12, or X2 and Secret 12 are great products. My wife.
I just ordered my Alexa Pure, so I'm anxious to. It's on its way. So I'm anxious to try that as well. Yeah, that's great.
My wife had had very low B12 levels before she started taking Secret 12, and after about 3 months, she got her blood tested again, and she's got, like, at the top range now for her B12 levels after taking Secret 12.
Wow.
So we love
that. I got to say, I'm happy that that happened, but I'm not surprised. This is the real stuff. And Alex and goes to a great deal of effort to make sure that he has top quality stuff that's very pure. And I'm not surprised to see that. And as he's mentioned, he wanted to have this product because he himself had to take injections to get his B12 levels up. And so it's very, very effective. I'm glad to hear that's working for you.
Yeah. Well, I also wanted to shout out to Biggs because when he was up in Detroit area where I live, doing the Dearborn Mosque interview, I was one of three guys who came down to support him and kind of get his back to make sure that, you know, he didn't get anybody hassling him while he was there. So I got my picture taken with Joe and put it on my Facebook page, so I'm pretty proud of that.
That's great. Thanks for having our back.
Sure. The reason I called, you made my case. I've been on hold for like an hour and a quarter. And I'm driving back from my mom's in North Carolina back to Detroit. And during my trip last week and today, I've been kind of surfing the radio, listening to some. I want to get some education, so I thought I'd listen to some progressive radio. And I tapped into a couple on Sirius XM. And after trying to keep my head from exploding after listening, I thought, well, I'm going to call in and rebut what they have to say and engage them in conversation. And I got on within 2 minutes of making the call in both of those shows, which tells me that the liberal talk radio is just dying. Because Breitbart, you might take a week to get on Breitbart, even if you're lucky. Right. But I think that InfoWarriors could do a lot of good just by calling those shows and having dialogue with them. You know, don't get on the yell because that doesn't do any good. They'll out yell us, but we might be able to make a point. You know, that may help our cause.
Well, that's right. And if they get upset, just stay calm and keep coming at them with the facts. I mean, that's a great thing to do. It is absolutely amazing to hear progressive radio. I was listening to it the other day, and they started talking about this polio vaccine situation where they're replacing the worldwide supply, and they have 2 weeks to replace everything in the world, and they want it buried or burned, and they're very adamant about that. And as they were talking, the one lady who was the host there said, well, of course, nobody gets it, gets polio from these vaccines. And the guy goes, oh, no, actually, they do. It's actually it's metastasized here. It's mutated and is the right word, not metastasized. But, of course, they do have cancer viruses. And nevertheless, he said it's mutated and people have actually gotten polio from this. So that's one of the reasons why we're changing it. I just about pulled off the side of the road when I heard that, because, of course, they've always denied that you could get polio from these vaccines. They say, well, it's polio-like symptoms, but it's not really polio. You have to understand that. So it's truly amazing. Sometimes you hear some incredible stuff on the progressive radio. I didn't call in, though. But that's great. Thanks, Greg. I really appreciate you letting us know about that. Let's go to Mark in Arizona. Mark, you've been holding a long time as well. Thank you so much for holding. Go ahead.
How you doing, David? And if Alex is still listening, I just want to let him know it's great to see him smiling so much today. It makes me feel like things are changing for the better, and it makes me keep the faith.
So, Oh, yeah. I think there's a lot of people who are waking up. Yeah, I really do. Go ahead. Did we lose you, Mark? Yeah, go ahead. Are you there, Mark? Go ahead. Well, I think we lost him. One of the things I thought was interesting was, in terms of people waking up, there was an article talking about Nancy Pelosi and Vicente Fox meeting together. And I thought it was pretty amazing what Vicente Fox, former president of Mexico, had to say. He spent a half hour with Nancy Pelosi. And they were kind of brainstorming as to how they could defeat Trump. Isn't that interesting? Head of state from a foreign country brainstorming with our former Speaker of the House, now the House Minority Leader, and they are working together, conspiring on how they can influence our election. And Vicente Fox said that he's becoming a big fan of Clinton. I'm sure he always has been. He compared her to Margaret Thatcher. I don't think so. And he disparaged Trump supporters as lazy, uneducated TV-watching drunks. Isn't that amazing? He thinks that we're not awake. He says we need to wake up that citizen, those Trump supporters who are lazy, uneducated, TV-watching drunks. That's what he thinks of you if you support Donald Trump. You need to be woken up, he says. We need to take away from them the TV, the drinking and the beer, to working hard and to getting the skills, to getting knowledge, and they will come along like everybody else. Well, you know, here's part of the problem, Vicente. You know, you say that Mexico buys billions of dollars of items for the United States to create 10 million American jobs, but Trump supporters still don't respect us. You know what? I don't know where you got your statistics from, but the reality is that we have lost millions of jobs. We have a trade deficit with Mexico. Yeah, they may buy billions of dollars, but we buy tens of billions of dollars from Mexico. Since NAFTA, we have seen a trade deficit. It used to be up 1 year for Mexico, up 1 year for U.S. That used to alternate back and forth, plus or minus $5 billion. As soon as we passed NAFTA, it shot up to $15 billion deficit, and it has continued to increase since then. We had a $60 billion deficit this last year. We've lost about $1 trillion to NAFTA and the 23 years that it's been in place. And that's one of the reasons maybe why some of these guys are watching TV and getting angry, is because maybe they don't have jobs because their jobs have been sent to Mexico. And then he goes on to say this. What I've been saying here, I told her, count with us, count with all Mexicans to support the Democrat Party. So here we are. Mexicans, both inside our country and outside our country. Foreign leaders are working with the Democrats to try to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't become president, because they have to get rid of us. They have to replace us. That's along the lines of the story that we've mentioned a couple of times. Cashing in, illegal immigrants get $1,261 more welfare than American families. And, of course, we saw just last week it was a couple of $1,000s that students get, the young students get, more than retirees who have paid 15% of their wages their entire working life. Now, people who just come into this country illegally get more money than somebody who is retiring on Social Security. And then, of course, there's the in-state tuition. If you come here as a dreamer, you can get in-state tuition in any of the states, but not if you paid taxes here. See, the whole point of in-state tuition was to try to give some relief to the families who had paid taxes in Texas or had paid taxes in Oklahoma, whatever state they lived in. They would get tuition relief there because they paid taxes. But these people come in and they get in-state tuition rates wherever they want to go, even though they have not paid taxes here, even though they have come here illegally flaunting our laws. You kind of get the idea that Obama wants to replace us. Let me go to Robert. I know he's been hanging on for a while, and we lost the other call. Sorry, Mark, in Arizona, we weren't able to get that back. Let's go to Robert in California. Go ahead, Robert.
Thanks, David. I've been listening. You were talking about it, and there is a huge awakening going on all over the country. And for the first time, we're really getting to see how popular the pro-America, pro-liberty movement and how popular it really is. And we got a little bit of a taste of it when Ron Paul was running in 2012, but you saw the media really come against him and the establishment Republican Party. But now with Donald Trump, we're really getting to see how popular that is, and there is a huge awakening. And to Vicente Fox, I don't watch TV. Hang on, Robert,
just a little bit longer. We're going to take a break, and we'll come right back, let you finish up that call. Stay with us.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
To the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go back to our caller, Robert, in California, real quickly. I want to let you know that tonight, the 10% off all preparedness products at InfoWarsStore.com is going to be ending. That's 10% off all shortwave radios, heirloom seeds, water filters, watches, security products, and survival accessories. That will be ending tonight at midnight. That's 10% off all of those, as well as 10% off of all of our preparedness products at InfoWarsLife.com, all of our supplements that are there. You can get 10% off of preparedness products as well as supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we still have the sale that has been extended, 30 to 40% off all of our best-selling InfoWars Select Storable Foods. These are items that have a shelf life of 25 years. Right now, while they're 30 to 40% off, is the perfect time to stock up on these made in the USA, GMO-free, high-quality foods in the best packaging you'll find. You can get that at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go back to Robert in California. Robert, you were saying that you believe that people are waking up en masse to Donald Trump. I think we can see that in the numbers. The people who have voted, the people who are showing up in these crowds is absolutely unprecedented from what I've seen. And yet we have Vicente Fox saying, no, we're a bunch of drunks who are watching TV and totally asleep. Let me ask you real quickly, what do you think about the back and forth of Paul Ryan? I think that he's going to be the biggest obstacle that President Trump would have to getting the globalist policies repealed, putting America first. What do you think?
Well, I don't think Paul Ryan stands a chance against Donald Trump. I think the one message I would have for Trump, and I don't need to tell him this, obviously, is not to listen to any of the advice that he's getting from the mainstream media to, you know, temper his message or, you know, water down his politic, because clearly what he's saying and what he's doing is resonating with the American populace. And that's why he's winning in landslides, five states in a row, really shutting down the mainstream media, and the people are ready for that message. They've been ready, and they're so hungry for it. Everywhere I go, if I wear an InfoWars shirt or if I'm out there with a microphone asking people what they think of Donald Trump, if the friends aren't nearby, they're, you know, saying that Donald Trump's a great person, he's going to be the next president. Only the people that are watching all these sitcoms and being indoctrinated and have really been inoculated from an Americana-type president like Trump, that's what the whole message is on TV, and you see it in the news, but also in the sitcoms and all these comedy shows. They're demonizing anybody who speaks an Americana message. They're talking about, you know, conspiracy theorists, and people aren't buying it anymore. So the real thing is that the people that are educated aren't listening to them, so it doesn't matter. And Vicente Fox, you know, his base, the people that he's speaking to are the ones that are watching TV and really being misinformed.
Well, I hope he keeps on with that, because I think that's really going to help to make a President Trump. I think it's going to be very interesting what happens between Donald Trump and Paul Ryan. That's what we really need to call him, Republican in name only, Paul Ryan, because, you know, he is the face of the GOP establishment that repeatedly has campaigned to do things like repeal Obamacare, to get control of the borders, do all these other things, and has refused to do it. And so I think it's going to be very interesting. We've got the primary for Paul Ryan on August the 9th. And by that time, we should understand how this is going to break down between Donald Trump and Paul Ryan. I hope Paul Ryan hangs tough so we understand who the enemy is, because if he tries to pretend that he's on the side of Donald Trump, and if Donald Trump buys it, he's going to find that Paul Ryan is going to be his biggest obstacle to getting anything that he says he wants to do done. So hopefully we're going to get him primaried out. It looks like a pretty good guy who's going to be running against him in Wisconsin. Well, that's it for our show today. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.